the good news station.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
They have stopped some terrorist activities, and I feel that cutting back will actually lessen the surveillance and lessen the protection.
New Yorkers can't believe President Obama is proposing to slash funding to anti-terrorism initiatives.
We're in New York. We're constantly under attack. It's crazy.
I feel less safe because we need the money to fight the terrorism every second of the day.
Obama's 2017 budget calls for cutting nearly $300 million out of a program which distributes money to cities for counterterrorism. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says the cuts are ill-advised with terrorism on the rise around the world. The six remaining GOP presidential candidates are preparing for two nights of town hall-style meetings on CNN. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Dr. Ben Carson are set to appear on tonight's program. Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich will be featured tomorrow night. This is USA Radio News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its five-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its five-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. There is growing evidence that the influence of the Darwinian mechanism of random mutation and of natural selection continues to wane, as a number of churches use the occasion of the 207th anniversary of the birth of Charles Darwin by holding Creation Sunday. People like Dr. John West of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture tells us there is growing evidence that the message of an intelligent designer is growing stronger as each day passes.
We're not just the product of mindless random processes, but that you, in the exquisite design you see, from the fine-tuning of the laws of the universe down to the cells inside your body, that it really proclaims that we're the product of intelligence and purpose, not just a blind, undirected process.
Dr. John West of the Center for Science and Culture at the Seattle-based Discovery Institute says there have been several examples to support creation over the last century. For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
I'm going to present somebody who indisputably is qualified for the seat.
The president also used the opportunity to attack Republicans, claiming those who do not want to see a vote on a nominee before the presidential election are not really someone who values the Constitution. I'm Jason Wirt.
Doctors say it's too early to get excited about a promising new cancer treatment. The treatment involves modified T cells and seemingly eliminates symptoms in 80% of blood cancer patients. The results were discussed at an American Association for the Advancement of Science conference over the weekend, but more testing is needed. American Cancer Society Chief Dr. Otis Brawley says he's seen this kind of excitement before and it didn't pan out. In the meantime, Brawley says people should focus on healthy habits to help prevent cancer in the first place. And residents in Flint, Michigan can't get a break on their water bills despite their lead-tainted tap water. A public interest group recently found that people in Flint paid an average of over $850 per year for their water. That's almost twice as much as the national average. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
You know what we have to do, Mike Polis, we got to add his disclaimer to that disclaimer.
Yes.
Remember he was talking about that?
Yeah, he asked about that, but I don't know what to disclaim.
He might have forgot about it. And now, you know, what my...
But we have to have...
Young lady Nikki's got to...
Some information.
Find it. See what happens, folks, if you ever listen to a show from a stockbroker, a securities representative, in order to do a show or an ad in the newspaper, it's got to say all these words at the bottom, like you might have heard at the beginning of the show, and it'll end up with SIPC and FINRA, because it all has to go through compliance. So every single one of my shows, we now send them to my compliance people, and I've been told what I can say and what I can't say, and the poor people in compliance, I may not talk about business at all for a whole hour, and I forget sometimes to talk about, and they have to listen to the whole show.
Whole program to
the
know
whole
that
show
you didn't say anything.
To say and say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to really upset the last guy, but in order to get out of listening to it, he went and died.
Oh, my. It got to him.
It got to him. Hi, baby dog. And by
I was just thinking that Vince showed up in formal wear today.
Isn't that cute? Yes, we're in shirt and tie and tux, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pastor Tom has a Boston Bull Terrier here who is the cutest dog you've ever seen, and he knows he's cute. He's sitting here looking at me, and he's sitting in Vince's chair, right?
Because Vince is not here today.
Because Vince is not here today. Now, folks, first of all, this is the Team Martech Hour, and the team has abandoned me. There is.
What's up with these guys?
I don't know. Don't you wonder about them? Mike's office is two blocks away. Victoria lives here. Dan's up in Port St. Lucie is where he lives. Vince is pretending this is getting into tax season, and
well,
he's
underwater with work.
He's working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one that seems to have time to show up for these shows is you and me.
And Stumpy.
And you get paid to show. See? I got to put up with Martech again. Okay. Here's what happened. 20-some years ago, Joe Martech, financial advisor. I'm also called a stockbroker, called a securities principal, lots of licenses. And I make light of some of these things, but the truth is, whenever you see an ad in the newspaper or on any kind of media, and it doesn't have the disclaimer that comes on at the beginning of this show and at the end of the show, and it doesn't at the bottom of this ad say securities offered through, and you got to do all this stuff, and you got to listen, and don't believe what other people tell you. When it doesn't say that, that's not gone through compliance. Because if you're a securities agent, a securities representative, have securities licenses, securities means stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that has to go through compliance because they are really, really, really tough.
Now, that would mean that if you are a licensed...
Yes.
Individual that has to go through compliance. Well, what if you see an ad that doesn't have all of that?
Okay.
Does that mean they're not an advisor?
That means they are not normally licensed securities. If they're putting an ad in that doesn't have that on there, it did not go through compliance. And if compliance, whoever their broker-dealer is, a broker-dealer is like Merrill Lynch or Dean Witter or Smith Barney minus Centaurus Financial, if they find out that you did such a thing, you're going to lose your license.
If you have a license. But are there people out there who do not necessarily have a license, but they are offering maybe investment advice?
There you go.
And is that legal?
No. Yes, kind of. Maybe. Don't you love
you're
this
confusing.
Definitive statement? Here's what happens. If your state insurance license, Now, in insurance, you can sell what's called fixed annuities, or you can sell long-term care insurance or life insurance. That doesn't go through securities. That's not securities licensed. That's not stock bonds.
So do you have compliance?
No. They can run any ad they want, and the only time those ads can be challenged is if somebody turns them into the state or any government agency, and they come back, the government agency does, and censures the person that did that, which might be a fine or could pull their license or whatever. So I caution anybody when they get these things either in the mail or on TV or on the radio,
wherever.
I don't care where you see it. If it's media and it does not say at the bottom, FINRA, SIPC, be cautious. Be cautious. And I've had people that have called me up and said, Joe, we got this card in the mail, and it says my annuity is coming due, and I need to do something. Why did you send me that? And I said, I didn't send it to you. Well, who did? And I said, well, what name does it have on there? And it's got a name that looks generic, like it's like almost like a government name.
Acme.
And whatever. And I said, no, that wasn't from me. That's somebody trying to get your money. And they don't even know if you actually have anything, but they're just looking at a law of
fishing.
Average. Yeah, they're fishing. So you just have to be careful. And here's...
Now, some of the insurance people that I've dealt with here at the radio station over the years tell me about compliance, but that's for different reasons.
Well, what happens is if, again, securities, and let me tell you, if I was only...
Now, there are insurance companies that offer securities?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, but what happens is... let's say there's licenses. I have four state licenses, and I've got a 7 and a 24, two national securities licenses. I think that's all I've got. I mean, I just keep taking my continuing education. As long as I pass it, I stay licensed. But I don't know how many tests I've taken over the years, you know, to get these licenses, but then you have to keep them. And if you get complaints or something, they're going to pull your license. I mean, that's just the way it works. And there's multiple people over a period of time that have been on radio and TV and different things that no longer are on radio and TV because they pulled their licenses because they violated the rules.
And some are in jail.
And
we know about Bernie.
Yeah. You know, and I got a kick out of this. There's a guy down in South Florida. There's been a couple of them. They come up and say, well, hey, I am the greatest thing since chocolate milk. You can only trust me because I'm a fiduciary and I'm this. And I feel like calling him up and I'll say, so was Bernie.
Yeah.
And he's in jail for the rest of his life. Point is, how do you know who you can trust? And you really don't. How do you check? Well, you can. And the best thing to do is when you want to check somebody out, you can literally go online today and you plug in that person's name. And more stuff will come up than Carter has pills.
Do you use their license number?
You don't even need it. If you put in securities, like if you put in Joe Martek on Google.com, Google.com, Joe Martek, I'm telling you, it's going to talk about you. I mean, Pastor Tom, not literally you, but WCNO, WPSL. It'll take you all the way back to my licensing, how you can check me out, my broker-dealer, you can check. Everything is there. There's 15-minute video that shows our whole group. There's all kinds of information, and it's good. And literally, let me tell you how far back they go. When you get securities license, and I kind of joke about this, but it's not really funny. But when I was 20 years old, I owned a photography studio. And we took some wedding pictures of somebody. And we didn't deliver them as rapidly as that person would have preferred. Now, that person happened to be the daughter of the chief of police in this one particular county where we took the pictures. So 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a knock on the door, and it's sheriff's deputies from two counties away, and they arrested me. And they took me to jail. And the charge was obtaining money under false pretenses. I got $100 to do this, and the pictures hadn't come back yet. Now, evidently, this person probably called the office once or twice and said whatever my office said, hey, they're not back yet. They should be back any day. We'll call you as soon as we get them. They got tired of waiting. Now, let's just say it might have been 2 weeks late or something like that. Well, I think a day or two after I got arrested, of course, I bailed out for $500 or whatever it cost to get out of jail. But a day or two later, the pictures came in and the charge was dropped because they got their pictures. To this day, that is on my record. To this day. Now, let's say that I moved from my broker-dealer, which is Centaurus Financial, to XYZ. They would come back and say, Joe, what in the world did you do when you were 20 years old? And I'd have to tell this story that I just told you. Mm-hmm. And I might have to write it down 6 or 7 times, and they would check me out upside one, downside the other, because they're looking for fraud. Now, the magic word, obtaining money under false pretenses, is a killer.
For a financial advice? Sure.
Oh, man, that's the worst thing you can do. That is the worst thing. So that was the charge, which was dropped, which was ludicrous, which was stupid, and I'm 20 years old, but it's there, and it'll never go away. And now, it's no conviction, no court, no nothing.
Just a,
but it's there.
The arrest record.
It's arrest record, and you hit it. So literally, what happens is you can check out every single person that has a securities license very simply. Just by going online, and you might have to do a little bit of digging online. I forget exactly what you have to do. If you really want to check and make it easy, every securities rep has what's called a CRD number. And if you say, give me your CRD number to anybody in the securities business, they'll give it to you, and you can check them out in 1 minute, because what the CRD number pulls up exactly what I'm telling you, all the way since you were born till now, anything in the world that's happened. Okay, now, does that mean a person is not a crook or is honest? No, that has got nothing to do with it. That's just history. That's just history. That's everything.
But it's one factor that you can look at, yes, to determine, you know, which direction.
It helps you determine something. Yeah. Now, I've seen, I just as another example, there was a fellow here in town, and I'm not going to give you his name, and he was called a certified financial planner, CFP. That's a designation. I am a securities principal. It's a designation. There's these different designations. You can get initials after your name. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a minister, preacher, you can have initials after your name based on courses you've taken or based on credentials you've received in college.
MDiv or
whatever it is.
THD or whatever.
Yeah. You got all kinds of different initials. So this guy is a CFP, Certified Financial Planner, which is not that easy. It's a pretty stiff test. And he did a little minor thing. He had a client and basically stole $1 million from him. And the client trusted him 100%. And in fact, if they'd have died, they would have given him the money because he was like a son to them. But he took it. And because he was a securities representative working for a broker-dealer, and they found out about it, one, he lost his license, two, he went to jail, three, the broker-dealer had to give the people back all the money. Because there are liabilities that go back to whoever's the broker-dealer. One, we have to carry what's called errors and omissions insurance. Now, errors and omissions insurance means if I made a mistake, they'll pick up and they'll pay whatever the tariff is, but not for fraud. Fraud's a whole different ballgame. So literally, who can you trust? Well, the truth is you really can't trust anybody. But what you have to do is to say, hey, prove to me your credentials. How can I check you out? And check them out. I mean, literally, you know, Tom, you and I both know this. We've been alive a long time. And if I'm going to deal with an automobile mechanic, let's just say as an example, if he's been in business 10 years, that makes me feel pretty good.
If he's got clean hands, it makes me nervous.
That makes me real nervous. But if he's been in business 10 years, especially mm-hmm. in one location, then I feel really good, because in our little town, people that are going to come and go are usually come and gone within a very short period of time, a couple years or 3 years, because they fleece people and they don't get repeat business and the word of mouth gets around that they're no good. But somebody been in business 10 years, that's my criteria, 5 or 10 years. That isn't always 10, but 5. I usually feel more comfortable with who they are. Next thing we do, my brother's a general contractor, and I know a few people around town that are general contractors. And I have certain clients of mine, especially my widow ladies, that I say, hey, before you ever buy air conditioning or anything for the house, you call me. Get prices, but call me. Because I know people. And on more than one occasion, I have gotten back quite a few thousands of dollars to people from people that by mistake overcharge people.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them know they made a mistake and go back and look at the paperwork and got them their money back. I had a case down in Coral Springs. Client of mine moved down to Coral Springs to be close to her daughter. And she called me up one day. She says, well, Joe, I just refinanced my house. And I said, you did? She goes, yeah. And I said, what interest rate did you get? And she's telling me. And I said, great. Do you have the closing statement? She goes, yeah. And I said, have you looked at it? She goes, well, I don't understand it, but yes. And I said, well, can you fax it to me? This is before we had emails, or maybe at the same time. But mm-hmm. She did. And when I got it, this particular company had charged her 7.7% origination fee.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm.
And I said, okay, I'm going to call them up, and we're going to cancel this deal, and I'm going to get you your money back, and we'll start over again. She goes, why? And I says, well, they overcharged you considerably. And she says, well, really, how much? And I said, it was like $7,000 overcharge. And she goes, wow. And I said, yeah. So I called him up, and I got a guy on the phone, and I said, hey, whoever it was that did this, and I'm not saying it was you, but it was somebody in your company, overcharged this lady, took advantage of her, and we need to cancel this because you've got a 36-hour or whatever the rule is. I forget what the rule is. We can cancel it. And he said, hang on a minute. He came back on the phone. He said, okay. He says, I really don't want to cancel it, but what I can do, how much money do you think she should get back? And I said, $7,000 or whatever the number was. And he said, okay, I'll send her a check. I said, no. You have to hand deliver a certified check within 6 hours, or I'm going to cancel the deal and we're going to turn you in. And he did. I mean, she got the money back. Now, that means the deal stayed closed and she was going to make the payment, but she got back the overcharge. So what I do with certain clients, and I suggest everybody, if you don't know, if you've got somebody that you can call that might have experience in all these things and understand, and Tom, you know this from our group from doing a radio show now for a few years, we've got a CPA mm-hmm. that's only 30 years in business. We've got a mortgage broker that's 27 years in business. I've got an attorney that's been, I don't know how long Greg's been in business, but as long as I can remember. I've got Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, who's been in a real estate business since 1980. Who am I missing? Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, 37 years in business right here.
Greg
Fasula, I mentioned him already, yep, okay. But that's good. That, you know, you're getting old. You know, your memory's going.
Did you mention Greg?
I mentioned Greg. What's his name? So, literally, when I started putting this group together, and it's a long, long time ago, we don't share commissions. We don't share fees. We don't share office space. I don't work for any of them. They don't work for me. I wanted to find, in my opinion, what I considered the best people in this area to do the job for whoever I'm going to refer them to. And I didn't want anybody to come back and haunt me or bite me in the rear end because I referred the wrong person. So if Vince was sitting here, you know how I feel about Vince.
Yeah.
I just have 1,000% confidence in everybody in our group that we're only going to do the right thing. Now, that and 50 cents buys you a third of a cup of coffee, but I've taken extremes to make sure this is true. And Pastor Tom, he checked us out. As long as the check cleared, he's happy.
No, you've been on the air here for some time, and I've had the privilege to be here with you during the conversations that you've had with clients. I've talked to some of the people that have called you during the program.
Right.
And I've had them make comments to me about their experience. I have personally done some business with some of the folks here that have come in. For example, you mentioned Dan. You know, he says, I think I can save you some money on your insurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was telling him what I was doing, and he looked at the numbers, and initially he thought he could do that. But after we sat down and looked at everything, he says, Tom, you got a great policy. You got a great company.
Right.
Stay with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and that speaks volumes to me about the credibility of someone like Dan. Or, you know, and I've also done some business with Greg Fasula,
right,
the attorney, where I went to see him about will and testament,
right,
and some things. And he listened. He put some things together. He gave me some counsel, and I was well pleased with that. And so all of the response that that I have seen has been positive. And the thing is that when you have that kind of positive response, people share it with one another,
yeah,
word of mouth. And if someone is doing something, you know, that's not quite
right
above board,
right,
it doesn't take long for that word to get out.
And
too,
that's exactly,
especially today.
Well, you know what happens, and people are afraid, and I don't blame them, because, you know, Florida seems to have more crooks, it seems, per capita than anybody else, doesn't it? I mean,
well, it makes you want to put your money in a jar and hide it in the basement somewhere, you know.
Yeah, well, it sounds like my grandfather when he died. He had a Prince Albert can in the freezer. That was his.
My
that was
father-in-law
his,
passed away, and we were cleaning out the freezer, honest, and my wife says, "What's this?" And we thought it was just, you know, some ice cream or something, right, that he had put in a thing, opened it up, and it was like $15,000 in cash.
I know, that was my grandfather.
In the freezer.
Cold cash. Remember that was the old rule? Cold
and,
cash.
And we thought, well, we're glad we looked.
No kidding.
I opened up in the house after that.
I got to tell you a funny one. I had a client years ago, a retired doctor, dentist, and what he did, he saved National Geographic's.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, National Geographic, you hate to throw them away because...
They've got great articles.
They're National Geographic, right? So what he did was, they were underneath his bed. That's where he stored them. And what he did was, over a period of time, he put $100 bills. He would save them in these National Geographics. Now, you know what happened, don't you?
Somebody threw all the
magazines away. His wife decided one day to throw them all out.
Don't do that.
That was the end of that savings account. And he didn't save a National Geographic ever again after that.
I didn't.
That was the end of it. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Write that number down.
And if you have a question, you can call today. Today would be a good day to call, Joe, with your questions about investments, accounts.
That's a good word. Yeah. And like Tom, he was rattling off all kinds of numbers. None of them were valid, but it was pretty good, because there's different types of retirement plans. There's 457s, 403. We have accounts called IRAs. We have called SEP IRAs. We have multiple different accounts. Now, let's just talk about that quickly. 401k, most people have heard of. Basically, it means money is put in that is not taxed, either by you put it in out of your paychecks, your own money, or the employer puts some in.
Now, this is a 401k.
Well, that's a 401k, but it can also be an IRA, a 403, a 457. There's all kinds of numbers. But just remember this. The money's never been taxed. So why do people do that? Well, let's say you're making decent money and you want to save money for retirement and you want to lower your tax consequences now.
Mm-hmm.
You put this money aside and you don't pay tax on it now. Then what happens? Government says when you turn 59 and a half, now don't ask me where they came up with that number, because I've often said the government is like being Catholic. Don't ask questions, you just are one. So this is just the system. That they come up with their own rules. And the rule is this. If you take money out of that account prior to 59 and a half, you will pay a 10% penalty plus whatever tax consequences there are based on your income that year. 10% penalty plus taxes. Okay? After 59 and a half, you can take out anything you want and you will pay taxes based on whatever your income is at that time, but no penalty. When you turn 70 and one half, if you have not taken money out of these accounts, the government says you have to start taking money out, and that's called a required minimum distribution, RMD, RMD, and it starts off the first year at about 4% of the value of the account, and I'm saying about because it's a little bit less. When you turn 90, if you're not dead, it's about 10%. When you turn 115, if you're not dead, they want you to take your last dollar or almost about that. And so what happens is every year you get older, they want you to take a higher percentage out of the account. until it's gone, and or until you die. Now, when you die, if you have a surviving spouse, that person can inherit that account, no tax. It becomes their retirement account, and they have to take money out.
But when they take money out, is it tax-free?
Yes. No, it's not tax-free.
They still pay tax.
They still pay tax, but they can take it out based either on their age or on your age, depending on a rule. Don't get into this. I'm not going to get into this on the radio. But the bottom line is they can take money out, and they don't have to take anything until, if they have to take it once a year, they have to take it, and the government will tell you how much you have to take. Now, that also works for your children. So let's say you're an old guy and your wife has already died and you finally die and you leave that retirement account to your children. They then inherit that, no tax. But when they take money out each year, and they may have to, based on government rules, they will then pay tax based on their tax situation that time. But let's say, and I've seen...
Now, if... Let's say this fellow that passed away is 75 and he's required to take a minimum distribution.
Yep.
Does his children, are they required to take that minimum distribution?
Yes. But let's go, he's 69 or 68 and he's not taking a required. Then the kids inherit it and it becomes based on their age. But once he's starting taking the distribution after 70 and a half, it's going to be based on his age as if he was still alive. Little, these are rules.
Yeah.
None of these things are really important to remember because the government going to tell you.
And what's what?
Well, what's what? You don't really have to. And whoever's holding the money, which is called the custodian or trustee, they have to comply with the law.
Well, what does one do today? Let's say they're working. They need to establish a retirement account.
Right. Here's
what
and I've had two or three people recently within the last few weeks from this show that were young people. And some of them already had a retirement account. They might have changed jobs, and they had a 401k, and now they're rolling it. You've heard the word roll means no tax, over into an individual retirement account, an IRA. And why would you do that? Well, if it's in a 401k, it's controlled by the company, the employer. The IRA means it's controlled by you. So you can do whatever you want.
Are you required to roll it over?
Not necessarily, but sometimes yes.
If you leave the company may say, you got to get it out of here.
Yes. Okay. And that does happen, but not always. You know, this is back to, there's no...
The rules of of that particular fund.
You know the golden rule, right?
Yeah.
He who has the gold rules.
Rules. That's what
I know.
We've heard.
It's not the golden rule we learned in school or in church. It's the rule of business and money. He who has the gold rules. So when people say to me, Joe, what do I have to do to roll this over? And I say, I don't know, but don't worry about it. We're going to call them and they're going to tell us and we will do what they tell us, because if we don't, we're never going to get the money. So that's the golden rule. So literally, there's all kinds of different rules that go into this, but that's not... That was not answering Pastor Tom's question. His was, okay, so now I want to contribute money to this retirement account, okay?
Can you contribute money to an account that you inherit?
Well, no. Yes, maybe. Here's what happens. Once it becomes an individual retirement account, your account, let's say you inherit $1 million and it's in a retirement account, but you're still working. In order to contribute money into a retirement account, you have to be working. It has to be earned income. It cannot be passive. Passive means interest from the bank or dividends from a stock account or something. It has to be earned income. And the rules are these. If you're under, and I forget exactly the age, but let's say 65, give or take, you can put in $5,500 this year, and it might be $5,700. That's how much money you're allowed to contribute, and you take that out of your pay and you don't pay tax on it this year. Okay?
Okay.
If you're over a certain age, you can put in $6,500 each year out of your pay and you don't pay tax on it, and you put it into that retirement account, which means when you finally do retire, you take it out and it'll be based on your tax bracket at that time. Got it? Okay. So
yeah.
I mean, are you reasonably clear on this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So understand this. Anything can be rolled normally into an IRA. And the rules, you can inherit one and there's no tax, because as long as you're a blood relative, meaning either the spouse or a child, You can inherit this, no tax, but then you have to take money out based on the rules, and you have to not necessarily pay tax, but it is subject to tax. If you're not making enough money, there may not be any tax, but that's, you know, whatever the rules are.
What your current financial situation at that time would dictate
exactly
what happens.
Now, let's go into the newest subject, which is called a Roth, R-O-T-H, IRA. You've heard of such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens. I'm working. I'm 40 years old. I'm allowed to put $5,500 a year into a traditional IRA, and I don't pay tax on that money now. And when I take it out later on, then it's going to be subject to tax at whatever the rate is at my age or whatever. The Roth IRA says, okay, you can take that same $5,500, pay tax on it now, and put it into this IRA called a Roth, R-O-T-H. And let's say you put in $10,000. Let's use $10,000 as a number. And that money came in over a period of a couple of years.
So you're not limited to the $5,500?
Yes, you are, per year.
Per year.
But now it's up to $10,000. That's how much I put in. And I'm 40. And I don't touch that money. And now I'm 60. And now it's worth $100,000 because I invested well. I can take out that whole $100,000 at one time, no tax.
Tax. Because you paid the tax up front.
Because you paid the tax, but you didn't pay tax on the whole thing. You only paid tax on $10,000. But it grew by another $90,000 because you invested well. But 100% of that is tax-free. Now, is this a good move compared to a traditional IRA? And that depends. Now, let's just say you're working a job and you're running a radio station, and you're going to get the same paycheck every single week and every single month for 25 or 30 years. And you know when you retire, you're not going to be rich because you're just getting your paycheck. You might be better off having the money deducted from your paycheck, and you don't pay tax on it now, and then start taking it when you retire and make it subject to tax because you're not going to be making any money to speak of, and you don't have a tax consequence. You got Social Security in your IRA, and you're making between you and your wife $30,000-$40,000 a year. You may not even have to file taxes. Point is, it's a calculated move, which is better to go with.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just take another thing. Let's just say you're a young guy, you're an entrepreneur, and you're making good money. You're Donald Trump, and you're going to go from $1 million to $1 billion. And you put money into that Roth, and you can take it out later on when you're 70 years old, like he is. It'd be tax-free. Well, guess what? That was a better move than putting it into another one, mm-hmm, because he doesn't want taxable money because he's still working.
Well, we're hearing a lot about, you know, IRAs, 401ks,
yeah,
you know, and these type of things. What about just a traditional retirement account that you put however much you want in? I mean, you know,
it's not,
that you're not limited.
It's not called a retirement account. It's called a savings account.
Okay. Well, I know that savings accounts don't pay a whole lot.
Well, yes, they do. It depends where you have them invested. So let's just take a brokerage account. You ever hear of such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a broker.
Okay.
Now, in that brokerage account, we can put 100% of the money in a money market account.
Okay.
You know how much it pays?
No.
Nothing.
That's why I didn't know what it paid.
Because it pays nothing.
Okay.
Now, that same $100,000 you're saving, we can put it in the bank. And what's the bank going to pay you? Let's just say they do
less than 1%.
Well, let's just say they pay you a whole one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what they pay. Even in a CD, it could be a 6-month, 6-year CD. It might pay 1.5. Is that a good deal? It depends on you. If you're content with that, that's a good deal. Now, then you come to Joe Martek and you say, "Hey, Joe boy, look it. I got this $100,000 sitting in the bank, earning me $50 a year. I'm a little upset. Can you do any better?" And I'll say, "Well, how about 5 or 6%? Well, how safe is it?" Okay, let me talk about safety. If you go into pure stock, you buy stock in any one company, that company goes bust, you just lost all your money.
Every single penny.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say, "Okay, Joe, I don't want anything to do with that. I want to have as safe as humanly possible." Okay, so let's talk about a debt instrument. Debt instrument is, I loan Tom $10,000. Tom signs a note Like when you buy a car, when you buy a house, when you buy furniture and you don't pay it all at one time, you sign a note and you agree to make payments on it monthly, quarterly, whatever you agree to. And it has a beginning date and an end date and an interest rate, right?
Just like a loan.
It is a loan. Mm-hmm. So debt instrument means monster companies, including some of the biggest utilities we've ever heard of, they have issued these debt instruments that are paying 5% and 6%, and they pay interest every 3 months. Household names, some of the biggest companies in the world, are paying 5% and 6%. So I buy it today. Now, here's some more positives. I'll give you the negative in a minute. In fact, I'll give you the negative now. You got to pay me. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? I'm not a philanthropist.
Well, most financial advisors and stockbrokers and
we get paid.
Securities principals get paid.
You know, it's like it's a guy running a radio station. He shows up because he's got too much money. He's got nothing else to do, so he hangs out here all. Okay, forget that guy. We haven't found him yet.
Not yet. Around here.
So literally what happens is, because I'm not a philanthropist, I charge a commission, but I only charge when you buy. So literally you want to go into this thing with your attitude for at least 6 months. But if you need to cash this in at any time, it's 100% liquid. And there's no penalty to cash it in. And I don't charge a commission when you sell. Now, so I gave you the negative, you got to pay me. There are other negatives. The other negative is these things have what's called a call date. A call date means they get to call it and give you your money back whether you want it or not. Why? Well, because they can. So what they
say, just get tired of paying the interest.
They might find a better deal with a lower rate of interest. And believe me, if it's the same thing as you, if you got a car note that's paying, you're paying 6%, and somebody says, I can get you a car note for 3%, you say, okay, I'll take the 3 rather than the 6. Well, these big, big organizations do the same exact thing. So they have dates that allow them to give you your money back. And that's okay. And that's exactly fair. So what I do is this. I look at people and I'll say, okay, fine. I'm not saying that they're going to call it, but the odds are decent that they will. And I had some that were paying 7-8% that all got called. Now, the 5s and 6s, they may get called or they may not, but it makes no difference. The key thing is this. In the meantime, they're going to pay you interest every 3 months. You can get a check. You can have it deposited. You don't have to take it.
Now, let's say you're 2 months into it and they decide to call it. Are you still going to get that 3 months interest?
Of course.
Okay.
But I never would put you into something that is going to get called in 2 months. They have what's called call dates. That's the earliest they can call it. They have rules that say.
And usually that's how long?
2 to 4 years.
Oh, okay.
And so I normally don't even want to talk about something that is imminently called or that could be called imminently. Unless.
So if you purchase this guy or if you invest in this type of
instrument, right,
then you would be guaranteed that over the next 2 years, you're going to get this much interest.
What happens
for that period of time?
Basically, they're going to say, we're going to give you this much interest every 3 months. Here's the rules. The rules are laid out in front of you. When can they call it? The whole rules are just laid out, period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what you and I have a ton of people that do this, especially people. A lot of people want income. So let's say you retire from up north and you come down with a couple of $100,000 because you sold your house and you buy another place down here or whatever. Then you say, hey, I've got Social Security, but my $200,000 earning 1% in the bank is $2,000 a year. Boy, that doesn't make much of a dent in my house expenses. How do I get more? Well, 5% on 200 is $10,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden now I've got
it's looking a little better.
Yeah, look, I got $800 or $900 a month coming in the door, rather than $100, and I'm going to live just a hair better. So or big hair. So literally, that concept of these debt instruments is for people that are usually looking for short term money. Who's looking for short-term money? Well, let's say you're 80. Well, you're thinking, hey, I could drop dead any minute, so why would I be looking for long-term? And then I want to have something as safe as humanly possible. So if I have a utility or a monster company that's a household name and it's a debt instrument rather than common stock with the company, I'm going to feel even better about collecting my money. So it's a big
part. Because you're not going to lose the money like you would if the stock was to drop in value.
Exactly. So let's just use an example. XYZ company gets in trouble and they go bankrupt. And I own stock in the company. I just lost all my money because I'm an owner. You go bankrupt, you lose all your money. But a debt instrument gets paid first. Well, we always joke, attorneys get paid first. Then after the attorneys get paid, then whatever the debts are get paid, and there's a pecking order of debts and how they're registered. So literally, I don't want any grief, so I want to deal with the companies that are highly rated, that are household names, and utilities I love, because if a utility is gone, I'm going to trade my vegetables for your vegetables because no longer are we getting electricity or whatever because something happened and Armageddon hit, and the end of the world has occurred, and God said, whoop, Tom, you and Joe have to stay because you said you were saved, but you're not. So we have no electricity, so I got to trade my vegetables for Tom, and we got to hope that God gives us another chance. Is that a fair analogy? Tom, I'd say, hey, wait a minute. You missed me. By the way, folks,
I plan on leaving my earthly goods to you, Joe.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy. Yeah, right. I want to leave my earthly goods to you, Tom, or anybody.
If it happens that way, you're in charge of the station.
I'm so happy. I remember a couple of years, 5 years ago, whenever it was, when that preacher that was 90 some years old had a lot of credit, said the end of the world is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happened to be a Wednesday. And Wednesday, I do my radio show.
Right.
Well, and it didn't happen, of course. The world did not come to an end. And the fellow that owns the radio station, this was up in Fort Pierce, I went in to do the radio show, and he goes, Joe, I am really upset. And I said, Greg, why? He says, I was so ready to leave. But the whole concept of investing, there's 30,000 different investments. People have heard of mutual funds. They've heard of stock. My job is to educate you. If you have questions, I don't charge to talk to anybody.
And we're running out of time. So if you have questions today and you want to ask them here on the air, you need to give us a call toll-free, 888-221-8990. And if you have a question about IRAs or 401ks or anything
to do with investing, I don't care what it is, Joe Martek's got a pretty good feel for this, got lots of licenses and credibility, and I've been
doing it for
many, many years, so give us a call. Now, hey, if you don't want to talk on the radio, which sure sounds like it, you call 888. Now, write this number down. This is an important thing. And if you forget that number, you look it up on the internet in WCNO.com. Hey, by the way, you could stream live and you can actually hear me on the radio, WCNO.com, any place in the world, I guess.
Yeah.
Wherever they have a computer. Wherever you've got a computer with Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
WCNO.com. And the number is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. If you do not want to talk on the radio, you call the radio station, Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number, and they'll have you call. I'll call you back. And I promise to call you back. If I screw up and I don't, it's because I'm old. But the bottom line is I intend to. And if I don't call you back within a day, you call back. Because I don't call you back today because it'll be too late, 5 o'clock, and I've got to go out to dinner with Vince and his wife and Barbara, and they don't like me making phone calls while we're eating. Is that fair?
No, it's not nice to eat with your phone in your ear.
Yeah, and chewing it and eating and talking at the same time is, you know, it's a bit sloppy.
My grandmother would have given me an old-fashioned whipping.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, if I even thought about doing that, I was whooped. You know, that was, yeah, you're right.
She used to tell me, don't sing at the table.
1-888. How much time do we have left, Tom?
We've got, just about 10 minutes
okay.
or so.
We got plenty of time to talk to you on the radio if you want to make a call. 888-221-8990. Anything to do about investing. Now, I'm dangerous when it comes to mortgages. I'm dangerous when it comes to insurance. I'm dangerous when it comes to some legal things like wills and trusts because I deal with them every day with different clients. But that's why I have different professionals part of our group. Greg Fasula, attorney, wills and trusts. Vince Rosino, CPA, also forensic CPA, also an ex-college professor, tax stuff. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. And I'm going to tell you, When I say the word independent, this is a critical thing, because he doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the client, and he's got 80 to 90 companies under his bailiwick. And it's a rare thing that he cannot do a great job for somebody.
Okay, push your green button there, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, guess what? Then this,
the green button.
Yeah, but I know. I'm turning up the volume so I can hear it.
Okay, there you go.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe, thank you for your advice, man. Don't you think they should be teaching those things in high school, since those things are so important?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen logic work? The word logic means these are things that we think automatically should be done. And I've often said this is like marriage. If you can figure out marriage and make it logical, you'd be the first one, and we'll franchise you. I'm picking on you. You know that. What I'm trying to say is, I agree 1,000%. You know, it seems like maybe 100 years ago, a lot of things were taught in school that were practical things, but it doesn't seem like they do that anymore.
Yeah, you know, when I was in high school, we had a class called bookkeeping.
Yeah,
They taught you how to write checks, how to balance your checkbook. You know,
They don't do any of that.
The principle that if your income was less than your outgo, it was soon going to be the end of you.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick on you, but go ahead. You have a question other than that?
My question is, if I'm 50 years old and I have $10,000 I would like to invest for my retirement, and I'm thinking about putting $100 or $200 every month toward it, where do you think I should best invest it so I could get, you know, the most, you know, of my money?
Okay.
I'm going to hang up and let you answer that.
Okay. What's your first name?
Art?
Parnell. Say it again.
Parnell.
Okay, Parnell.
Parnell. P-A-R-N-E-L. Yes, Parnell.
I like it. You know, you used to ride horses on the movies, right?
Yes.
Okay, Parnell. I'll come visit you on the Ponderosa, okay?
All right, no problem.
Parnell, I'm going to hang up on you, and I'll answer that question, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Anyway, let's just talk about that real quick. Remember this, we can put $5,500 a year aside in a retirement account. Okay. $5,500 that comes off of my paycheck. He's 50 years old. Now, the rule is this. He's probably not going to retire for another 15 years. Let's just say 65.
If he retires at 65, yeah.
If he retires at 65. What would I do today? This is me personally now. Have you heard of the Standard & Poor's 500?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
the S&P.
The S&P 500 is 500 of America's biggest companies, the blue chips, biggest companies, every big name you've ever heard. And if you get into a fund, whether it's an ETF or a mutual fund, and it has these 500 companies, historically they've paid between 8 and 10% per year, but some years up, some years down, but given 10 or 15 years, you can do pretty well. Another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, Joe. Hi, good evening. This is Joanne.
Thank you for calling.
Huh?
I say thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for this information.
Goody.
Well, my situation was I have a 401k. I was working at a company. I no longer work for that company.
Okay.
And I am supposed to be moving the 401k, and I don't know where to move it to.
I think you're talking to the right person because we can roll that into an individual retirement account. And how old are you now?
I'm 62.
62. Are you retired now, or are you still working?
Still working.
Okay, and how much longer do you think you're going to work?
Until 80?
How come I understand that? Here's what happens. We can roll that into what's called an IRA, which you would then control. That money can now be invested. And then what I'm trying to say is normally when I get somebody that's not too young means if you're under 62, you're too young. When you're 62, you're not too young. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay. And I'm picking on you. You know that.
Right, yes, that's no problem.
Okay, so now what I would normally say to somebody at this point in life is, let's just get content with 5 or 6% per year. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
5 or 6% per year and not be in the market, because you're not going to be working that much longer if things go right, but you may want to start working less in the next few years, because as you and I both know, as we don't get younger, the body gets a little tired of that stuff. And sometimes...
Absolutely true.
So what I'm going to do, you probably left your name and number with Connie, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to have my young lady in my office give you a call, and we'll set up a time and we will talk, and I will give you some information that you can digest to see if we can make this thing work for you. Okay?
For sure. For sure. For sure, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got about 2.5 minutes, so if you're going to call, this is the time to do it.
And now's the time to do it. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And that was a perfect call that leads us back to the conversation we were having. Somebody that leaves an employer that has a 401k and wants to roll it or has to roll it into an individual account. And when you do the roll, there's no taxes. It becomes a tax-free exchange, in effect. And now the rules are, when you turn 59 and a half, you can take money out and only pay the taxes. When you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out. And then it's subject to whatever the tax rate is at that time. Now, we may have another caller here. We'll find out.
We'll try to squeeze them in. We're running out of time. There we go. I think you need to get
caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about how complicated it is to have separate finances from my husband. I was raised with a very different ethic financially. My first marriage, his second, and I know that he's in quite a bit of credit card debt. He's 20 years older than I am, and he's retired. He's a retired nursing home administrator, and we've been married for going on 12 years now. Is it possible to be separate finances from him without getting divorced?
Absolutely, 100%. In the state of Florida, you are not responsible for the debts of your spouse unless you sign for them. So if you're on...
No, I haven't signed it.
Okay, then you're not...
I haven't signed anything.
Yet. Then you're not responsible, and he's not responsible for you. So you would have your own account in your name only. You could have beneficiaries named or whatever, but one has nothing to do with the other unless you put both names on them. Is that? And I'm very clear on that. Okay?
That's it. But there's no names. We have nothing. We have nothing that has the same names. I have two bank accounts. I work for the school board of Palm Beach County.
Okay.
It goes into under my name separately, and... He has totally separate finances. The car I'm driving, it's not even in my name.
Okay, here's what happens. Here's what happens. I don't have much time. You left your name and number. I'm going to call you back probably tomorrow, and we will talk about it more. But the bottom line is, what's in your name is your name, what's in his name is his, and don't mix the two. Keep them separate, and there's no liability to either one. Okay?
Oh, that's good news. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
1-888. You've been listening to the Team Martek program.
We're out of time. 888-221-8990. And until next week, thank you so much for the calls. Bye.
WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martek program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martek is available at 772-229-0114.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City.